Okay, today's daf is daf Chavav. Welcome back to another night edition. And again, we'll go for about half the time or so, and then we'll take a little break, and then we'll do the second daf. And then, Be'ez Hashem, Erev Yom Kippur on Sunday, we'll get back to our regular schedule, 7 o'clock in the morning, Erev Yom Kippur on Sunday. Okay, so let us go to, we're on Chav Hamabez, V'yomer Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav, two-thirds of the way down. And as we'll see, the next couple of dafim, as a great darshan, Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, used to say from England, the question of these days is not what to say, but what not to say. In other words, there's so much, you just have to pick and choose, you know, what there is to mention. Right, there's a Malbim there, and there's a lot of Sfarim on the table. Okay, so we'll try to do as much as we can. V'yemer Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav, Chosun v'hashushbinin, what do you see where we are? Chosun v'hashushbinin v'chol b'nei achupa b'tur min ha-sukkah. So remember, getting back to the sugya, we're talking about the osik v'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah concept. So the Gemara here says, Chosun v'hashushbinin, a chosun and his entourage, his shushbinin, those who accompany him, his good friends, v'chol b'nei achupa, and all those associated with the wedding party, Peturin min ha-sukkah kol shiva. They're pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. Rather, being osek in simchas chasen v'kala, and therefore they are pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. What exactly is the chuppah? We'll see in a few minutes. It says the Gemara, my taima, mishun debay lamechti, because they have to be misameach v'chasen, and therefore they're pater from sukkah. Ask the Gemara, v'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'sukkah. What do you mean? Let them go eat in the sukkah, and then they'll be happy in the sukkah too. They'll be happy in they'll make simcha in the sukkah. No, ein simcha el b'chuppah. No, the simcha's chasen v'kala has to take place in the chuppah. What's the chuppah? So now we can mention it. Tosva says that in the olden days, they had basically one place where the chasen v'kala wore the whole week. Whether it was the place they were going to leave, or the place where there was a Sheva Brachas, they stayed there. You see, Tosfos says, second to last line of Tosfos, Ein. Tosfos says, Ela makom ikur yeshivas chasan v'kala kari lechupa. V'lo makom ha'asu lakari ba'alma. The place where the chasan and kala were going to stay. Nowadays, the chasan and kala go all over the place. In those days, it was a little less exhausting. They stayed put, and everybody went to them for the Sheva Brachas. So, Ein simcha ela b'chupa. Therefore, you couldn't have a sukkah somewhere else and have the simcha there, because you have to be mismeach them in the place where they are. V'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'chupa. So, fine. So, let him eat in the sukkah, and then let him go out and be mismeach by the chupa, with the place where the chasan and the kala are. So, where it says, no, Ein simcha ela b'makom suda. You can't eat in one place and be mismeach in the other place. You have to eat. Ein simcha ela b'makom suda. The only place where you're going to have simcha is if there's food. You ever go to a smorgasbord without food? You know, there's less simcha there, right? Ein simcha el b'makom suda. Says the Gemara, v'lev the chuppah v'sukkah. So fine. So why don't you build a sukkah in the chuppah? By the chuppah, build it there. Like instead of making it a house, make it a sukkah. So says the Gemara, no. Abaya amar mishum yichud, v'rama amar mishum tsar chasan. Two reasons. Abaya says the reason that it can't be done is mishum yichud. What is yichud? Yichud means that, as Rashi explains, the kala. If everybody is there in this place, it might end up that everybody's like focusing on the chasan and going out with him, and the kala might be left alone with another person. Might have a yichud with another person, another man, and that would be a problem. If you're having the whole sukkah in the place where the chasan kala is staying, that's her home for the week. So there's an chash of yichud. Rav Amar Mishum Tsar Chasan. Rav says no Mishum Tsar Chasan. What is Tsar Chasan? The chasan likes to have privacy. Yeah, there's a lot of people there, but he still likes to have his privacy. If he's out in a sukkah, he'll always feel like he's out in the open. Therefore, that would not be good. My binayu, what's the nafkamina between these two reasons, between yichud and tsar chasan? If there's always people going in and out, there's never a break nobody there. So the man d'amrishim yichud leko, according to the man d'amrishim yichud, there's no problem, because there's never, the woman is never going to be left alone. The man d'amrishim tsar chasan ika, according to the one who says it's an issue of tsar chasan, it's still a problem of tsar chasan. Amr of Zera, the Gemara ends off, Rav Zera says, no, I ate in the sukkah and I had simcha in the chuppah. The kol shekein dechadi liboy dechavin natarti. I'm greatly besimcha because I was able to do both. So the kasha that Yisrael might be asking now, and if not, you'll ask it in a minute, is an issur of yichud. Is that what you're going to ask? No. Oh, okay. Anybody can walk at any time, or more. There's another heter of yichud in Hilchas Yichud, which is a very, very halachah l'maisa set of halachas, which many don't realize. The end of Maseches Kedushin, Ba'ila Be'ir. By a ear. The halacha is if the husband is in town and he could walk in at any moment, there's no isser. There's no isser. Most of Hilchas Yichud is common sense. Not always, but most of Hilchas Yichud is basically if there's a pacha that somebody's going to walk in, then it's going to be mutter. And if there's no pacha, then it's going to be usser. But here, that's the heter by a ear. So the read the what the post can explain is that here there's a counter pressure. Yes, there's Baal Ba'ir, but there's also Shushbinim with her. Very good friends of theirs. So very good friends of theirs, the Kala will be less careful with. Right? Because they're buddies. It's her buddies that are with her. So they're his buddies, her buddies, they're all friends. So therefore, even though you have the reason to be matir, Baal Ba'ir, you have the reason to ask her because of the Shushbinim. And that counters the Baal Ba'ir. Yeah, question. Oh, so isn't this Gemara proof to Tosfos that, as we mentioned yesterday, that Osig B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah is only if you cannot do both, but if you can do both, so isn't this, the Gemara keeps asking, why don't you put up a sukkah? Why not? It sounds like the Gemara is pushing. So the Ron himself relates to this, and the Ron says, even after he says, even if Efshel Kaim Shev, he says, but if there's no tircha at all, so then you might as well. So I guess there was no tircha to put up a sukkah. I don't know if they had pop, they, what? So the Rikha says it's usher, right. So according to him, you have to work it out. You have to work out the Gemara. But the Ron himself relates to this, and he says at the end, if there's no tircha at all, so then you might as well. But again, yet the Gemara definitely sounds like Shitas Tosfos. Definitely sounds like Tosfos that if there is if you can do the other mitzvah, then you should try to do the other mitzvah. Okay? There is an interesting Ravid. The Ravid on the bottom of the Rif, Yudalef Amud Beis, where the Ravid says the reason for the Ptur of the chasen v'shushbinim is not because of osing b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. The Ravid says the reason is mitzta'er. The reason is mitzta'er. La'mishem asuki mitzvah ninu. But the p'tur misukim should the mitzaru di ilo chadu b'hadi chasen kol zayin mitzta'arim heim v'chasen. Unusual usage of mitzta'er. They're going to be upset if they can't make the chasen happy, and the chasen is going to be upset if they're not there. Why don't you say that with a couple less people at the wedding? No, the answer is no. There's a mitzvah element. Right, so therefore, that's a different reason. The pasha is that it's also a mitzvah, but the Ravid suggests maybe no. It's an extension. It's an unusual application of the concept of mitzvah. Okay, next Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Second to last line. Usually, we've said that mitzvah is only min hasukkah, like we spoke about Avil yesterday. This is an unusual application of that. That's the Ravid. Tana Rabbanan. This whole wedding entourage, as we mentioned, peturin min hatfila u min hatfilin. They're pater from davening, from tfila, because Rashi says, ba'i kavana, tfilin is kavana. U min hatfilin, and from tfilin, we'll talk about that in a second, but chayavin b'kriyishma. The chayavin kriyishma, Rashi says on the bottom, right, it's only pasuk rishon that requires kavana, maybe also barach shem. So therefore, kriyishma you could do. So therefore, you chayav in kriyishma. In Maseches Brachos, there was a number of times where we were machalik lahalacha between kriyishma and tefillah. Because tefillah, shmona esrei, is an experience, as Reb Chaim calls it, as amida lefnei Hashem. You're standing in front of the king. So Reb Chaim talks about two types of kavana. One is knowing what the words mean, and number two is knowing that you're standing in front of Hashem. So for that, Shmona Esrei, you need real strong kavana. So that's why you're going to be patur in this case. The rasuk. Kriyishma, one pasuk. There's no issue of Amida Lefnei Hashem by Kriyishma. It's Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, but it's not in the halachic state of Amida Lefnei Hashem. So therefore, you'd be chayiv in Kriyishma. But they're patur from tefillah. They're patur from tefillin. Why are they patur from tefillin? Because tefillin also needs COVID Rosh. Tefillin also, we're going to talk about this later on the next Omid, tefillin's going to come up, but tefillin also needs seriousness of thought. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam writes in Perek Dalid, we'll get back to this lesson later, Chayiv Adam L'mashveish B'tefilov Kolzman Shehem Alav. A person must focus and move around his tefillin when they are on him. Shelo lo yasiach daito mehem afilu rega echad. He's not Mesiach Tassar from his tefillin even for a moment. Shekdushasan gedola mikdushas hatzitz. Their kedusha is greater than the tzitz. We mentioned before, some of the Rebbe of Soloveitchik used to say, that Hashem Amro, that if you walk into a room and you see the tzitz on the floor and you see the tefillin on the floor, which do you pick up first? Right? So what does the Rambam say? Kedushasan gedola mikedushas hatzitz. Tefillin has greater kedusha. Why? Shatzitz ein bo el Hashem echad. Tzitz has one shem Hashem on it. The elu yesh bem echad ve'esrim shem. So yud kei b'shal rosh v'kamosim b'shal yad. A lot of shem os Hashem. So that's tefillin, but it sounds like for the Rambam, there's a tremendous high level of COVID roast that is needed, and therefore here, you're going to be potter from tefillin. There are Gemaras that are the basis for this Rambam. Yeah?
Why do we need separate reasons? Why
would we say, oh, so why do you need separate reasons for each of these? Let's finish the line, and then we'll see in a second. because I'll already allude. Let's just do the next line, and then I'll answer that. Mishum Rabbi Sheila Amru Chasan Pater v'Hashishmini v'Chol Bnei Achu b'Chayavin. Rabbi Sheila just argues on the last one. The Chasan is Pater from Kriya Shema. The Chasan is even Pater from Kriya Shema, while the Hashishmini b'Nei Achu are Chayavin. The Chasan is Chayav in. Yeah, the Chasan is the only one that, I'm sorry, even the Chasan is even Pater from Kriya Shema. The Tanakhama here says, Chayavin b'Kriya Shema, and the Rabbi Sheila says that the Chasan is Pater from Kriya Shema. Rashi holds, second line on top, these Tanoim do not hold of the principle of Osik b'Mitzvah Pater min HaMitzvah. They don't hold of that principle, and that is why these Mitzvahs are specifically singled out, because they require a high level of Kavana, and b'Mitzias is impossible. But it's not based on Osei B'Mitzvah, Pater HaMitzvah, and that's why the Gemara gives specific reasons. Tosfos on top argues. Tosfos quotes Rashi, does not think so. He thinks that it's just a local machlokes about Kriya Shema. But it's not, they do might hold to the principle of Osei B'Mitzvah, but it's brought here just to have the machlokes about Kriya Shema. Okay. Tanya, let's continue. Again, there's more to say about tefillin, but maybe we'll say it a little later when it comes up again. Tanya, says the Braisa. The writers, the sofrim of Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, Hain, Vitagrayan, Vitigri, Tagrayan, they, the writers, and their sellers, their wholesalers, people buy it from them to sell it to the customers. V'chal ha'oskim v'malach ha'shamayim, and anybody who's osake in Dvarim Shevikdusha, v'malach ha'shamayim, la'asu yemochrei tcheles, to include even those who sell tcheles, peturin, mikriya shma, umenatfilo, umenatfilin, umikola mitzvos amuras betorah. They're pater, all these people, not only the people who write, even the people who sell, all the people who are involved in tashmishe kedusha, they're all pater from kriya shma, tfilo, tfilin, and all mitzvos in the Torah. L'kayim, divrei, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, show you Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, ha'osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah. Right, that's osik b'mitzvah. This is a tremendous extension. What, just if you happen to work in a Judaica for a living, you know, you're going to be pater from other mitzvahs? That's what the Gemara seems to say. The Rambam does not quote this. You see the Oz Beis in the Ein Mishpat? Tur Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam does not quote this. They point out, because maybe he feels this is too far of an extension. 2 points on this statement. Number one, why is Tcheles singled out? Even Mochrei Tcheles. Not only Sifres Kosvei Stam, even Mochrei Tcheles. So why is that? So I saw in the Biure Hadaf, it goes two answers. Why? What's the Chiddush of Tcheles? It quotes from the Pirish Kadmon L'Harif. It says, number one, Mishum De'inu Doma L'Tfilin. Maybe you would say it's different. Tfilin, if you're manufacturing tfilin, the only thing you can use tfilin for is tfilin. You can't use tfilin for anything else. Obviously, that's a real Osek B'Mitzvah, because that's definition to what you're doing. She'i Efshalo Lihimolik V'Lasosom L'Acha Cheres Olam. What else are you going to use tfilin for? Nothing. Tfilin is tfilin. Can't use it for anything else. Avot Tcheles. Blue strings? I could use that for a lot of things. I could use that for a pillow. I could use that for other things. So you might not define this as a hardcore Osek B'Mitzvah. Maybe it's not an Osek B'Mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of Tcheles. A. B. A second approach. OT rates. Maybe because, what would you say? Why is Tcheles different? It's not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Obviously, we try to put ourselves into the situation, but it's not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis tzitzis. If you're wearing a four-cornered garment, then you have to wear tcheles. So maybe you would say, tcheles tzitzis isn't strong enough to say Osek B'Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Again, this might depend on the Chakira we said yesterday. Is Osek B'Mitzvah a Ptur or a Hafka? The more you say it's a real Hafka, the more you'd be more flexible in terms of which Mitzvah creates that Hafka. Maybe. You wouldn't have to say that. But you might say it's connected to that issue. But that is two ideas why Tcheles is singled out. The other Lashon, yeah?
Is writing Mezuzah and Tefillin a Mitzvah?
So, what would you think? Give me one name. What would you say? The Netziv. The Netziv. Which Netziv? We discussed it last year. We're going to see it last year at the end of the She'iltos. The Netziv comes up with a concept called Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Batorah. Most of the time when we do preparatory stages of mitzvos, that's just the Hechsher Mitzvah. Right? When I go buy a Lulav and Esrog, that's a preparatory stage. Okay? Preparatory stage. If I go build a material to build a Ma'akeh, that's a preparatory stage for a Mitzvah. So, but that's one level. That's a Hechsher Mitzvah. But then there's a higher level. A Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Batorah. When you have a Hechsher Mitzvah that is Merumaz in the actual Psukim in the Torah. For example, Sukkah. Chag HaSukkah Tasa L'cha Shevas Yamim. Tasa L'cha. Or
Other examples. Uchsav tamal mezuzas beisachlo visharecha. Ksivas stam. Other examples we had by covet and onik Shabbos. Kiddushin. Kiddushin we had, right, or by get, v'kasavla, sefer krizah, the ksiva. So by all of these, says the Nesiv, those are different lahalacha. Those have different halachas. For example, you might say mitzvah bo yosumi bishlucho by those hechsher mitzvahs, haksuvas b'torah, and not by other ones. Or you might say the principle of osik b'mitzvah by hechsher mitzvahs, haksuvas b'torah, says the Nesiv. Or there's a hava mina, the Yerushalmi paskins, you make a bracha when you build a sukkah. So would you make a bracha when you go buy the chickens in the store for a suda? No. It says in Nitziv, the only Havamina, Yerushalmi would only say that by Hechsher Mitzvahs HaKsuvas BaTorah. And then the Gemara Menachas that discusses this only has Havaminas to make a bracha by those types of Hechsher Mitzvahs. So, to answer your question, yes, those are unique, and because they're Hechsher Mitzvahs HaKsuvas BaTorah. There's also an interesting lashon. What does it say here? They're patur mi'kriyas from a tefillin l'kaye mashenemar, to fulfill what Rabbi Yossi Aglili said. What is l'kaye ma? Just say osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah. What's l'kaye mashenemar? So it says the Aruch Haner, l'kaye mashenemar is emphasizing a chiddush, because you might have said the principle of osik b'mitzvah only applies when you're doing a mitzvah for you. If I'm doing something for somebody else, so I'm going to be patur for my mitzvah. I have to do a mitzvah now. So I'm writing your tefillin. Who says that should pater? You know, my doing something for you should pater you. That's the chiddush. L'kayim ha-shenemar, says the Aruch Haner, that's the chiddush, osik b'mitzvah, pater in a mitzvah. And he says, maybe the diuk is, it doesn't say ha-makayim mitzvah, it's osik. You're osik in a mitzvah. Even for somebody else, that's the chiddush of this new application of the principle, that it's even when you're doing a mitzvah for somebody else, not for yourself, that's also where you apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah. Good. Tanu Rabbanon. Here we go. Holchei drachim bayom, peturim in asuka. Unbelievable. You would think the hashgacha, you would think that this Gemara could come up on Tisha B'Av, right? In the middle of the summer. This Gemara, you can learn about Karban Pesach on Sukkos. When you do Daf Yomi, we're going to make it up. But Mamish, we're learning about Sukkah. This is next week's halachas, right here. Right? You go on vacation. You have to bring a sukkah with you. Right now, right here. Tana Rabbanan, Hochei Drachim Bayom, Peturim in a sukkah Bayom, Vachayu Balayla. If you take a trip, Hochei Drachim Bayom, you take a trip, then you're Pater when you are on your trip, Bayom. You're traveling during the day, you're Pater during the day, Vachayu Balayla. What kind of trip? We'll talk about it in a second. Hochei Drachim Balayla, Peturim in a sukkah Balayla, Vachayu Bayom. If you're traveling at night, you're Pater at night. And when you're not traveling, you're chayav during the day. Hochei drachim b'yom u'balayla, but if you're on the move both day and night, then you're pater both days. Rashi here says, hochei drachim, third skinny line, bischora, on business. If you're going on business. Business chalamoed, okay, type of business, whatever it is, l'sarach chavid, one of the five heterim of doing malacha on chalamoed. So, sukkah b'yom b'layla, so that's what it says. There's a machlokas here. Thank Menachem for pointing me out the Rebbe Yashiv. There's a machlokas here between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rebbe Yashiv. What about if you take a vacation? What if you're going for a vacation on Chol HaMoed? You have to make sure that you have a sukkah. Again, Me'ikar Hadin, we're talking about. Yisrael Kadoshim Haim. The Midag Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time of pop-up sukkahs. We live in a time when all the places where we go on vacation, most of them, have, a lot of them have kosher food and sukkahs. You go to all these places, it's full of, they go there for sukkahs. Right? All the amusement parks open up for sukkahs, and they have sukkahs there. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to rely on the Me'ikar Hadin. But let's say Me'ikar Hadin. Let's say you go to a place, had the Shiloh this morning, somebody's going to a place without, does he have to worry, pop-up sukkah? Because machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. Says Rav Moshe in Orchaim, Chelek Gimel, Simin Sada Gimel, Imutur Latseis Latanug Ba'alma, Lamakab Shaloyi Elo Sukkah. Says Rav Moshe, no. Says Rav Moshe, you can't. You got to take a sukkah with you. Ah, with the Gemara, Holchei Drachim. Says Rav Moshe, what does Rashi say? Schora. Need. You have to go on vacation. You have to go on a tiyul. Stay home. Why do you have to go? Yeah, this isn't that. He says, "Bayom shalchan l'mischar v'chayosi shoot tzorich mamish v'gamu l'chal adam shebisvolzeh yitzorich lasis." You'd leave your house to go to business. You'd leave your house to make money. Shalachin ba'ofan zeh mutar lasis me'asuka. Aval l'tiul u'l'tanug ba'alma l'zeh she'ein l'zeh shum tzorich eino klum mashebishvil ta'avaso v'hana aso hayoyosu mi'beiso kibin shalohaisa yitziyaso af mi'beiso le'tzorich. So Rav Moshe is machmir in this case. Rav Yashiv in his Aris and Sukkah says, what do you mean? It isn't tzorich. This is when everybody's off. This is when everybody has time to go on vacation. So it's a tzorich. It's a tzorich. I spend time with the family. So says Rav Yashiv is makel here. Yashiv says in his Aris, he quotes Rav Moshe, He quotes Chiddush Gadol and he argues. He says, "Ein muvanim mikol makom kivan da hayom haderechu latzis letiol emkei magor mischora to kivan da have a darko havichal teishu kedaduru." Again, the minhag olam is to have a sukkah. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time when we can take sukkahs with us, but that is the machlokas nekar edit. Yeah. How can you go on a schorah? That's what I mentioned. It must be a schorah that's mutter. It's davar ha'avid and whatever the case, whatever the heter may be. I forgot to mention before, earlier also in the daf, what are we talking about a chuppah on yantif for, on sukkahs? How could you get married? So it must be a case where you got married before yantif. Right, you can't now get married on yantif.
So,
yeah.
But if you have to go to work, you have no choice, you're forced to go, and you're sitting in your office, so there's no sukkah near you. It's like a 45-minute walk.
So let's say you're at work, so it's schor, mamash, so you have to go to work.
So
again, the minhag ha'olam is to eat non-keva foods. That's the minhag ha'olam. Even though maybe we could fetch out a heter, you know, because that's schor, and that's what Rashi's talking about. But the minhag ha'olam is to eat rice cakes that day. You know, and to eat the fruit, you know, the dvarim she'in kovim su'ud aleihem. Okay, so that is the machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. Okay, so now we move on. Holchin l'dvar mitzvah. So that's about holchei drachim. What about holchin l'dvar mitzvah? Peturin b'yom b'laila. So their pater always, even b'laila. Ki gadur Rav Chisra Rav Rav Huna ki avi aili b'shabes adi rigla. When Rav Chisra Rav Rav Huna went for Shabbos during Sukkis l'bei Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa used to give a shir. Havi gano arakta the surah. They used to stay on the beach of surah. Amri anan shluchei mitzvah nam u'peturin. We don't have to sit in the sukkah. We are pater. Period. Tan Rabbanon, Shomri Ha'ir Bayom, Peturim in a Sukkah Bayom, B'chayvim Balayla. The guards of the city during the day, so they're out and guarding, so they're putter during the day, there's no Sukkah there. Shomri Ha'ir Balayla, Peturim in a Sukkah Balayla, B'chayvim Bayom. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, there's an important Tosfos, the Holchei Drachim Tosfos. Tosfos says that's all based on this principle of Teishu Kein Taduru. Right, just like you'd leave your house to do things, so therefore you'd leave your sukkah to do things. That's what Tosfos says. Teishu kein taduru, and then Tosfos also adds mitzta'er is based on teishu kein taduru. If you're having tsar in your home, so then also you'd leave your house. Right, let's say your house is all leaking, so you wouldn't stay in your house. You'd leave too. So do by sukkah. That's an important Tosfos. We'll talk about mitzta'er. Tosfos holds mitzta'er is based on teishu kein taduru. That's Tosfos. Okay, so we'll get back to that at a future date. So if you go on a trip, right? So we just we'll tell you later. Okay, so Tana Rabbanon. So Shemu here by Yom, Peturim and Sukkah by Yom. B'chayim b'layla. Shemu here by Layla. The guard booths at night. Peturim and Sukkah by Layla. B'chayim by Yom. So if you're guarding the city at night, then you're Patur at night and Chayiv during the day. Shomri here by Yom, by Layla. Peturim by Sukkah by Yom, by Layla. If you guard, if you have 24-hour shifts, so then you're Patur always. Shomri Ginos v'Pardesim. The guards of orchards. Peturim b'mayim b'malayla. They're putter always. Why? V'levit sukkah hasam v'lisvu. Why don't you build a sukkah out by the orchards so they can sit in the sukkahs? So two answers. Abai Amar teishu kein taduru. Abai says no. You have to live in the sukkah like you live in your home. And therefore what? So Rashi adds in. Rashi, very important Rashi. Rashi fills in for us. And just like in your house, you have all the amenities. Just like in your house, you have your kelim, and you have your beds, and you have everything that you need. So too, your sukkah has to be that way. And Rashi says, if you can't bring all your amenities into the sukkah, then you're putter from the sukkah. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Kein tadur. Kedarach shu dark alashana. His kikot ola niyachti raso v'ladar kam besukkah. Im mitosa v'klei tashmisho matzaosav v'zeh inu yachol v'havian shom v'bei torach. Too much of a schlep, too much of a bother to bring all the stuff out, therefore you are putter. It's amazing. Teishu kadzero means you have to bring it not just to bed. Rav Rosenzweig likes to say that the sukkah isn't just a place to eat. It's your new headquarters for the week. It's your new center of existence. So that's why you find in many places we're going to get to. The Gemara always talks about bringing your kalim in. Who cares about the kalim? Just go eat there. No, because this is your new headquarters for the week. That's Rashi's emphasis. You're supposed to bring in your mita and your klei tashmisho, matzah osav. What? Just bring in a bed! Just bring in a table! No, that's not the point of the sukkah. Teishu kein taduru means you have switched your headquarters for the week, and therefore, because you cannot do that by the Shomer Ganos of Pardesim, you're putter from the mitzvah of sukkah. Rava Amar? Rava says a different reason why you're putter. Pierce the Karol Aganov. No, because if Aganov can see you sitting in the sukkah, then he'll see which side of the sukkah you're on, and he'll go steal the orchards, the fruit from the other side. That's a different reason. My Benayhu. Tosfos points out that Rava also holds a Teishu kein taduru, but he just doesn't give that answer here. My Benayhu. Ike Benayhu to come into Kari de Peire. The difference is, let's say all the stuff that you're watching is in one pile on one side. So there's no problem of Ganov, because it's all on one side. You can be sitting there and watching it. Well, there still is a problem of Teishu kein taduru. Period.
Okay, so that's the issue of Holchei Derachim. Now we get to the next line that the Mishnah spoke about. Cholim u'misham shehem. A chole and the ones who service them are pater from sukkah. Tana rabbanan. Cholish amru lo cholish yesh bo sakana, v'lo cholish in bo sakana. The chole that we're talking about is not only a life-threatening disease chole, but even a chole she'ein bo sakana. Afilu chash be'enav. Right? Even if he has, right, pain in his eyes, afilu chash berosho, even pain in his head. Some person discussed why dafka, these are picked, einav rosho. Are those because these can lead to something more serious, or these are just examples? Anyway, chole she'ein bo sakana. Pam achas chashti be'enai be'kesari. One time my eyes hurt in Kesari. V'hite Reb Yosi b'Rebbe lishan ani u'misham shechutz l'sukkah. He allowed me to go inside. Rav sharo arvacha barzlo l'migna b'kilsu b'sukkah. Rav, now outside of chola now. Now we're getting to other cases. Rav allowed Rav Acha to sleep in a kilsa, right? One of these canopy beds that is not called a sukkah. And he allowed him to sleep in the sukkah. Why? Mishum buki. Why? Because of mosquitoes. Because of bugs. Right? Mitzta'er. Mitzta'er patur min ha-sukkah. So he allowed me to go. Maybe he had one of these mosquito nets around it. And he allowed me to go in there because of, right here on the side, it says zvuvim ktanim. Right? Because of the bugs. Rav ashar ilay l'rav acha bar ada l'migna bar mimetal alto mishum sircha de gargishta. Rav allowed Rav Acha to go to sleep outside the sukkah because of sircha de gargishta. What does that mean? Rashi says it was like, had like bricks inside and the ground was all smelly and therefore it was uncomfortable, so that's why he allowed him to go inside. What's the kasha? How did he make the sukkah in the first place? We learned that 2 weeks ago. That's called a sukkah dirasrucha. Dirasrucha we have. Like if it's too short, you can't live there. Or it stinks, you can't live there. So the Rashi gives two answers. The Rashi says either maybe it wasn't like that, but it rained. Sometimes things smell after it rains. Maybe that's what happened. He didn't build it that way. Or maybe the host wasn't bothered by it, but there was a guest that came in that wasn't used to the smell. And therefore, it was the guest. That's the guest problem, so he could leave. Either way, the Rosh says you have to come up with a hechi timsi that he didn't build it this way. Rava l'taimei, but these last issues of the bugs and the odor fit into Rava, Dama Rava, Mitztair, Pater Menasuka, right, based on the Ptura Mitztair. What do you mean Mitztair? The Mishnah only says Chole. Right? Why does the Mishnah leave out Mitztair? So the Gemara says, no, because there's a halacha difference between the two. Amri, chole hu umishamsha paturin. By a chole, it's he and the ones who need to help him are all pater. Mitztair, hu pater mishamsha vlo. But if one person is Mitztair, only he is pater, but the mishamshim have to eat in the sukkah. Period. Next. Okal achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. So you're allowed to eat arai, you're allowed to snack outside the sukkah. The kama achilas arai. How much is that? What's arai? Amar of Yosef, tarti otlas bay. Two or three eggs. The size of two or three eggs. Amar le'abayi v'azim nesagi and sagi le'lenish b'hachi. What do you mean? Sometimes people fill up on two or three eggs size. V'havi le'sudas keva. And that's a sudas keva. That can't be the arai. El amar abayi, k'tetoyim bar be'rav ayel l'kala. Notice the amount of food that you take when you're running out to a shear and you just grab something. You eat it in one gulp, right? And you run to the shear. So that's how much. Maybe we all, you know, might have done that tonight on the way here. So maybe that's the side. That's a snack. That's a snack. That's not a suda's kava. Good. Tana Rabbana. Tana Rabbana on Oklavot Achilas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah Vein Yishim Shinas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. Oh, you're allowed to eat Arai outside the Sukkah, but you're not allowed to sleep Shinas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. Remember seeing one time that somebody asked for Shlomo Zalman that they worked in Tel Aviv, I think the Shaila was, and they always took a bus from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv every day. So he's got to go there, and he always fell asleep. So he asked Shlomo, what should I do? What should I do on, I guess, Chol HaMoed, the case was he had to go. So Shlomo Zalman, I don't remember, so I might be getting it incorrectly, but I think the answer was something like he had to stand. He had to stand during the week of Sukkot, because he was Shenas Arai. You can't even have Shenas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah, right? And you can't put yourself into a position where you're going to fall asleep. Something like you're on those buses, you know, it's automatic, right? So that's what he said. You're not allowed to have a Shenas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. Holchei Drachim, but you're putting it, I don't know, you're putting yourself into a position here. It's Schora, but in a Chanami, But that maybe here you have a choice. You have a choice. You don't have to. You don't have to sleep. Thought about it. So, says the Brisa, that you're allowed to snack outside the sukkah, but you can't even sleep right outside the sukkah. My time, well, what's the difference between eating and sleeping? Two answers. Number one, Amar Avashi, Gzerzim Yerdam. When you're snacking, so we have willpower. We could say, I'm having a snack and that's it. By sleeping, if I'm going to sleep a little Shana, it could turn into, you know, you wake up 2 hours later, and you realize that it wasn't just a Shenas Arai. So Shemi Yurda. So Amalei Abaya Elohadatan Yoshan Adav Shenas Arai B'Tfilin Avolo Shenas Keva. But what do you mean? There's a halacha that you're allowed to sleep a Shenas Arai in Tfilin. Lecha Shemi Yurdam. Why aren't you worried that you might fall asleep there also? What's the problem of Shena by Tfilin? It's a different problem. Sukkah, the issue of Shena is Teshu Kein Daduru. You have to sleep in the Sukkah. By Tfilin, the problem is Shema Yafiach. So that's the problem by Tfilin. So it's a different problem. But either way, why is the halacha that you're allowed to sleep a Shenas Arai with Tfilin? Why aren't you worried you're going to fall asleep? Samar Yosef, Reid Rav Eli, B'moser Shenas Alachirim. When do we say that Shenas Arai is mutter? Only if you told somebody else to make sure to wake you up. If you make sure somebody to wake you up, then there's no problem. L'chor, there's no problem by either one, by Tfilin or by Sukkah. It says the Gemara, Masalar Masharshi, Arvich Arvitzorach. Maybe he'll fall asleep. Maybe you're, right, always happens, right, that the person who's supposed to wake you, you know, they fell asleep. So how do you know? So El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when is it mutter to sleep arai with tefillin? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'meiniach roshu b'mbirka maskinen. When you put your head between your legs, you're just laying down, so that's not going to turn into keva, right? Your back's going to ache too much before you sleep, get into a shenas keva. So that's why you're allowed to sleep shenas arai with tefillin and not with sukkah. Number one. Number two. Second, we'll get back to that discussion in a minute. Let's just finish. Rabbi Amar, a different answer. Why it's different? Why Shena is different than Achila regarding Sukkah? Forget Tefillah now. Back to the original question of why is Shena different than Achila? Ein Keva l'Shena. There's no such thing as a Shenas Arai. You could get a little 10-minute nap, and it could like refresh you like anything. Right? To eat something little, you're still hungry, but to get a little snack, ain't Keva l'Shena. So that's the second answer. Period. There's a big discussion here about the sleeping Shenas Arai B'Tfilin. We discussed this before from a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, but today we're going to do it from a Ritva in Sukkah, because that's who we're talking about today. The Ritva in Sukkah asks, they say the same thing. The Ritva here asks, why are you allowed to sleep a Shenas Arai in Tfilin? What about Hesach Hadas? The Dizra of Hesach Hadas when you wear Tfilin. We quoted the Rambam earlier. The Rambam said, you may see Hadas is greater than the Tzitz, right? So what's what Hesach Hadas asks the Ritva? Says the Ritva, Kiddush. The only problem by tefillin, it's not that you need positive, serious das when you wear tefillin. The only thing is that you're not allowed to have kalos rosh. It's not that you need positive, good yeshiva das, you're just not allowed to have kalos rosh. So you can't stam and batel and speak dvarim havalim. But when you're sleeping, okay, that's it. When you're sleeping, it's not a per se problem of hesach das. But it's just the lazak adas lo kaptidan el kashuar the liba pony ledvarim betalim the beinon shete kol machshavasu behem avol kol sheinim mevada daito ledvarim shel chol avapi shein daito al tefillin mutter, not a problem. That's the chiddush of the ritva. This might be, and then the other rishonim might not agree with this. That Rambam that we read earlier might not agree with this because he seems to say you need a positive das. Again, we don't have time, but there's the Shagas Aryeh on this that discusses this Ritva. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lametes has a big discussion of the Ritva, asking from a Gemara about Avel. The Shulchan Aruch paskins by an Avel after the first day has to force himself to make sure to focus and make sure he's concentrating on the Tefillin. So ask the Shagas Aryeh, what do you mean? According to this Ritva, what's an Avel thinking about? He's not thinking about Dvarim Betalim. He's thinking about he's sad. He's upset. So that shouldn't be a problem of Hesach Hadas. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say you have to make sure to focus on the Tefillin? What's the difference between the case of an Avel, where the Shulchan Aruch says, focus, 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 don't think about the Avelus, and this Ritva, we're sleeping. What's the difference? If both of them are not a Chisaron of Hesach Hadas. That's a question the Shagas Aryeh deals with. There are answers, not for now. Okay, let's continue. Tani Chada, first wide line. Tani Chada, we have three brises. Tani Chada, Yashin Adam, Mitzvillan Shein Saraya, Avelos Shein Keva. We really have three brises about tefillin. Are you not allowed to sleep at all in them? Are you allowed to sleep even keva? Or are you only allowed to sleep a rai, not keva? So what are we talking about? Three cases. Three different cases. Rashi interprets this, that when you are holding the tefillin in your hands, then you're not allowed to even sleep a rai, because you might drop them. When you are wearing the tefillin, so then you're allowed to sleep arai and not keva. When you have them off and they're covered, you put a suder on it, then you're allowed to sleep even a keva, because they're off you and they are covered. The kama shenas arai, asked the Gemara, how much is a shenas arai? Tani rambar chesko kedehilach me'ama. Enough time to walk
100 amos. Tanya Mihachi, another brice that supports this. Hayashim Tfilin Vera Keri. Somebody was sleeping in their Tfilin Vera Keri and it had an emission, which the poskim say is, the mefarshim say is mashma that according to this man, the Amar, is you're allowed to sleep even a Shenas Keva, right? Because you wouldn't have a Rias Keri without Keva. Okay, so how do you take off your Tfilin when you wake up? So Okhiz Beretsua Ve'ino Okhiz Bekatsitsa. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says you're not allowed to touch the Katsitsa. The Katsitsa is the box of the Tfilin. You're not allowed to touch the box because of it has a higher level of kedusha than the ritzuos. Even though normally the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not allowed to dangle the tefillin. You're not allowed to dangle the tefillin. When you're putting them on, you have to whatever you put them on. Even when we put them on, we're supposed to hold one hand on the box and one hand on the back. We're not supposed to dangle a tefillin from the straps. But here you don't have a choice. Here you don't have a choice because one is tameh. What's the difference in kedusha? So says the Ritva here. As we know, the Maseches Megillah, there are two kinds of Dvarim Shebekedusha, objects. Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. Things like a lulav and tzitzis and shofar, all of those are called Tashmishei Mitzvah. The halacha is, when you're using it for the mitzvah, it has Kedusha. After you finish Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to throw it out. You shouldn't do it B'derech B'zayin. But after you finish with the tzitzis, tzitzis are not shamus. Tzitzis you could use, the Ma'aril says to use for a bookmark, but Me'ikar Adin, they're not shamus. But other types of Dvarim Shebekedusha, like Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, anything that serves those are Tashmishei Kedusha. Anything that has to do with the cloth, the Dvarim of Torah, have the level of Tashmishei Kedusha, and those have to be buried. Those are called Shemus. So says the Ritva, the shin on the box of Tefillin makes it a Tashmishei Kedusha. And that's why you're not allowed to touch it directly. The straps are Tashmishei Mitzvah. The box is Tashmishei Kedusha. And that is why, says Rabbi Yaakov, you're not allowed to touch the box directly. The Chachamim Omrim, Yashin Adam Mitzvah and Shein Azariah, Velo Shein Azkeva. The Chachamim argue on the Tanakam and say, you're never going to come to carry. Why? Because you're not allowed to sleep in Shein Azkeva. Only Shein Azariah. The Kama Shein Azariah, Kedah Hiluch Me'a Amah. How much is Azariah? Walking 100 Amos. That's the proof. That's why we brought this price. Period. Amar Rav. General, a person is not allowed to sleep during the day more than a horse sleeps. A horse never sleeps. He just snoozes. Why a horse? I was going to Google it today, but I didn't get a chance. Horses sleep. There's something unique about horses. But that's what the Gemara says. What? They sleep standing up? Horses sleep standing up? Okay. So it's is that the only animal that sleeps standing up? Giraffe sleeps standing up? Okay. So how do you say giraffe in Aramaic? I don't know. What? More shriach. Okay. Okay, v'kama she'enes asus, she's a nishmi. 60 breaths. 60 breaths. So you shouldn't sleep more than that during the day. Why? So the first of Aruch HaNer says, b'til Torah, the mission in Perkei Avos says, she'enes al shachris, is mostly as alam in olam. Like when you come back from davening and then you take a shluf, before you did anything productive. Okay, you did something productive, okay, then you can take, but she'enes al shachris is mostly in olam. That's what Perkei Avos. But here it says, it's asur in bayom. Amar Rabaya, Shinsei Demar Kederav. Rabaya once said, "Your sleep is like Rav's sleep, with Rav Kederabi, with Rabbi Kedavid, Ude David Kedesusya, Ude Susya she's an Ishmi." Meaning they all slept just 60 breaths. They hardly slept during the day. Abaya, we'll get back to this in a minute. Abaya Havinayim Kedemaya Pupadisa Le Beikubi. Abaya used to sleep the amount of time that it takes to go from Pupadisa to Beikubi. Kari Alei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef used to say about him, about Abaya, and Masai Otsal Tishkav, Masai Toka Mishin Asecha. Oh, you're lazy. Rav Yosef used to tell him, maybe this is why, because Rav Yosef was blind, and he had a deeper appreciation of every second, maybe, so that's, he got upset. Okay, there is an amazing Me'iri here. First of all, the Me'iri says, we're not talking about Shabbos, says the Me'iri. Says, no, not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, you're allowed to sleep. Me'iri says it. Me'iri says here, in the Gemara, he says, Ein roi la'adam l'kvor sheina bayom. And then he quotes one of my favorite Me'iris to quote. We've quoted this a number of times. The Me'iri writes this in Maseches Shabbos. He writes this in his Hakdamah to Shas. He says there are two brises. He goes to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Shabbos b'mem ma'an. If there are two brises. One brisa says, B'Shabbos b'mem ma'ango. How are you ma'anik Shabbos? So one brisa says, B'Talmud Torah. And one brisa says, B'Shena. Sleep or learning. And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, says, Lo kasha, kan b'talmud chacham, kan ba'abal abayis. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So says the Me'iri, most mefarshim interpret this as what? The Talmud Chacham, who loves to learn. So he's ma'ani Shabbos with learning. The Balabayas, who doesn't like to learn as much, whatever Baal Bais means in the terms of the Meiri. So he's minding him in sleep, says the Meiri. I think just the opposite. The Talmud Chacham, who's been learning all week, and he needs a little rest on Shabbos, he should sleep on Shabbos. Make it Nika that is different. The Baal Bais, who is more asuk during the week, so he has to use Shabbos. But either way, you see that he assumes, he quotes that here. He quotes the Memba Anka, Marav Shina, Marav Talmud, and I don't think that this is a machlokas. But he thinks it's a different shot than the than most Mepharshim. But either way, the Shabbos has to be different. So we all need a rest on Shabbos. But he said that the Gemara's not talking about that. Right, the sleeping on Shabbos is part of Oneg Shabbos. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, tell that to the kids. Tell that to the kids. That's Meiri. Tana Rabbanan, Hanichnas Lishan Bayom Ratzacholeitz Ratzameiniach. Somebody goes to sleep during the day and he's going into sleep a Shenas Arai. I'm sorry, not even just a Shenas Arai, but he's going. Yeah, let's say it like that. He's going into sleep Shenas Arai and he has his tefillin on. And he is not, the key for this is that he's not going to be with his wife. He's just going to get to sleep. So he can take off his filling, he can leave his filling on. But but at night, choletz, then he has to take it off, even for a shenas arai, because you're worried that it's going to turn into a shenas kefa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hayaladim, la'olam chosav eina manichin. The yaladim, Rashi says, the bachurim, the young men, they should always take off their tefillin, even by yom, and should not leave them on. And we think right now it's because there's a chashash carry. So that's why I asked the Gemara. Lema ksav Rabbi Yossi, balkeri asal aniach tefillin. Is this to assume that Rabbi Yossi says that a balkeri cannot wear tefillin? That's why we make him take it off. Amar Abaya, no. We're talking about young men who are going to be with their wives. Askinon. Right? Maybe they might come to be with their wives. You don't want them to have their tefillin on then. Let's say somebody forgot Rachmana Litzlan, and he was b'shami shmita with his tefillin on. So ena oches, so obviously it's a bizayin of the kedusha, but how do you take him off? Ena oches lo b'ritzuv lo b'ketzitza. You can't touch any of the tefillin. Right, not even the ritzuas. Ashi itol yadav yitleim v'beish yadayim askani yosein. Until he washes his hands, even though his hands might not be dirty, but yadayim askani yosein. You know, in this situation, we assume his hands are not clean, and therefore he has to wash them before he touches his tefillin. Okay, we'll stop here, mamash, just for 2.5 minutes, and then we'll do the next daf. Okay, there's a lot to say what we just did, and there's a lot on tomorrow on the next daf. Okay, so we'll stop here by the Mishnah. That's what we'll pick up in 2 minutes.